We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school basketball as we wrap up the season for AHSTW and boys basketball. Head coach Gigi Harris joins us now. And coach, you saw tremendous improvement from this from last year to this year, going 11-11. You only lose two seniors, obviously big seniors at that, in Camden Sukup and Sternberg. Your thoughts overall on your team season?
Yeah, tremendous growth and development from the beginning to the end, top to bottom. Just very, very pleased with how we grew, both individually and collectively. That was probably something that we started noticing after Christmas break, and we just kept getting better. And the more practices we had, the more games we had, the better we got. And, you mentioned the two seniors. When you see two young men really kind of take the bull by the horns and they really start coaching guys up in practice, and the expectations of like, hey, this is how we practice and this is how we got to execute in practice. That really has a big factor in how you play. And other guys started living up to that. And that reflected in our play. And so even at the JV level, just, you know, that we had a full JV season. So many positives to talk about in the development this year, and just really, really proud of the guys' continuous effort all year.
As I mentioned, two seniors. Let's first talk about Luke Sternberg. He's got to get some mention in the All-State, All-District, All-Conference, all that good stuff. Another phenomenal season. We know he's going on to great things in football. He averaged 18 points a game for you. What can you say about Sternberg and his basketball season?
His willingness to continue to learn and be coachable. He's a special athlete, and he really grew into being a special leader. But just his willingness to take coaching, he knows the game of basketball, but still being able to lean on coaches, lean on players, and still find ways to get better. And maybe not his favorite sport or whatever have you, but, he got better as the season went on. And if you got one of your better athletes, one of your best players doing that, everybody's going to. And, you know, for me, I really appreciate that and respect that out of him as a young man. And very thankful for that as well, because as we got better throughout the year, a lot of that had to do with his willingness to grow and be open to how can we grow as a team.
And tell me about Cam Sukup and about his season and what he meant to you.
Oh, I tell you what, he is one of the toughest kids I know. he's battled some injuries, and he had a broken nose this year and a rolled ankle. And, of course, you know about collarbone during football. The kid is a competitor, and he's tough. And when he's on the floor, it's kind of a security blanket. You kind of always knew you had a chance to win because of how hard he played and the energy that he brought with his effort. And I tell you what, there are moments in the season where a lot of games were competitive, and then we were able to really kind of gain a competitive advantage because of his play. And same thing, you know, he got better at the game of basketball as the season went on and as Camden grew and our team grew. And so very thankful for his effort and everything that he gave.
So as you go forward, how do you envision this team, with Luke being your primary scorer, but he wasn't your only scorer. I mean, you had some other guys there. When Colin Harder finally came back, he was certainly a big piece. Drew Lee started every game that he played in this year. Caden Jorgensen seemed to improve. What do you make of, you know, these guys are going to be your seniors next year?
Yeah, no, we got a really solid junior group. We're deep in that class. We're going to lean on and look to them very heavy. We got to have a big offseason. But we became a different team when Colin Harder became healthy and he became available for us. And we're looking for much of that the same, as we leaned on Cam and Luke a little bit, as they grow, we grow. As Colin grows and the better he gets, the potential for our team grows. And so we're going to lean on him for his leadership. You know, he's probably one of the best on-ball defenders I've ever had the pleasure to coach. And I had some really good ones here in the past, but he does a phenomenal job guarding ball screens and doing different things for us. But then he also is kind of our floor general on the offensive side. So we're lucky to get him back for another year. I'm really excited for his offseason. But like you just mentioned, you know, Caden Jorgensen's a big guy in the middle. He's got so much untapped potential, and we're really looking for big things for him next year. We just need to be we need him to be as confident in himself as we are in him. And you got role players like a Drew Lee, Ty Nelson, Chase Wheatley, all coming back that we're looking on to be able to lean as seniors. We got one sophomore and a nice, real solid freshman class that have incredible potential. And so I'm going to keep hammering. The offseason is going to be really big and important for us. And I think between the freshman and junior classes with some numbers, and then with a sophomore and a couple other guys in there, really leaning on those guys to continue to build this thing in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, you got two freshmen that saw a lot of playing time this year in Dayton Osbar and Evan Harder. You know, what's the prospect of them and other young players coming into next year?
Yeah, there's so much potential in that freshman class. We're really long. Again, I talked about untapped potential with Caden. In that freshman class, and I'm going to throw Jackson Jensen in there. You know, he didn't even go out as a freshman. He came out this year as a sophomore. If they just keep a ball in their hands and they shoot a little bit and they play a little bit more together on the offseason, they're really going to push that junior group. They need to come in saying, hey, I know you played last year, but I'm looking to take your spot and really kind of up that competitiveness in practice. Create some depth. And like you said, we had two that saw a lot of minutes this year. So they know, they felt and they saw what that speed and physicality looked like at the varsity level. So now we got to emulate that with everybody else in that freshman class. And you combine that with the junior class. I'm really, really excited what we can come into next year with.
So what is your overall priority for this bunch in the offseason?
We got to score the basketball, Chris. I think we are a defensive-minded team. Their effort is outstanding. We're going to be in every game because we compete defensively, and we really grew that. We really grew this year in that department. But offensively, we can't be as challenged. We got to have guys that can step on the floor, knock down open shots, create shots for themselves and other people. And you know, when we get into the paint, we've got to finish. And we get to the free throw line, we've got to finish at the free throw line. So we got to get in the gym. A ball's got to be in their hands. We got to be able to knock down shots. We got to share that ball, put a lot of energy in that ball, and find ways for us all to be successful in the offensive end.
Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
GG Harris, head coach for AHSTW Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.